good. I mean, we've had enjoyed a week of nice weather and warm, sunny days allowed us to cut a lot of soybeans. And so that's mainly what we're focused on right now is harvesting soybeans.
How far ahead of schedule are you?
Well, I laughed when I calibrated my yield monitors and was looking at some loads from last year. We were doing processes another 2 weeks away towards the middle of October when we did that last year. So we're a good 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule right now, or maybe closer to normal. Last year was awful delayed, I guess.
And then in terms of what you're seeing yield-wise with the soybeans and corn, what do you think so far?
So far, so good. I think we definitely took a little yield off of the soybeans from the dry August as well as corn, but still very good yields. Better than last year, of course, and so things have been pretty good.
Yeah, when you look at the growing season, you mentioned that dry August. Did you have any other related issues when you look back to the growing season here in 2020?
You know, in contrast to 19, I mean, that was the season that nobody wants to remember. But for 2020, it was really good. We got into the fields early. We got everything planted within a couple week time frame. And so, you know, had a pretty good growing season. I think our area benefited a lot from the rains in June and July. And yes, it was dry in August, but we did kind of catch up, I guess, in a big way in September. And here we are. And so, you know, like I said, I think I always say maybe it could have been better, or what could it have been had we got a rain or two in August. But overall, I've been pleased.
And then when do you think you'll be done? And when do you think you'll start applying fall fertilizer?
That's always a good question, Jim. I'd like to be done, you know, somewhere around Thanksgiving. It just takes us that long to get things done. We'll start the fall fertilizer process late October, November, when the ground temperatures cool down and some of those kind of things go on. But I would say we are kind of a little ahead of schedule, and I think this week has allowed the corn to dry down in the field, so that always speeds things up if we're not waiting on dryers and that. So it should be an early fall for, I think, most people.